La 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 la.
She really hates him. It's really true.
Are all the mics on and everything?
Everything good. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing.
Testing, testing, testing.
I guess it sounds good. Are we, is this recording?
Yeah, it said so.
It did?
Yeah, but he's still here. That's why you don't.
Oh. Do we have to look at his face the whole time? I don't mind. I don't care. It's like a producer. Do I mean, I don't. Oh, look, he's gone. Was this something I said? Welcome to My Wife Hates Me, very, very, very big podcast. Very big. And I'm Rich Voss, and my co-host, Bonnie McFarlane. If this is your first time tuning in.
Did you just wave back at me? Yeah. I was waving at the people, the
I was waving at
and then you just waved at me.
Because I'm looking at you in the, hi.
I'm not waving at you.
Well, I'm waving at the fans too. Mm-hmm. So we're here today, back in New Jersey. We were in Austin, Texas at South by Southwest. And do you have a good time, Bonnie McFarlane?
I was a short time. I got in on Saturday evening, and then I went to a show Saturday night. I had to do a roast battle.
Oh, I'm tired of it.
It was so tiring because it started late, and then it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, which was actually 2 o'clock in the morning. Anyway. Then the next day we did our show, which was Would You Bang Him, which was great. A huge success. It's so funny, that show.
And everything fell in place.
Yeah. And
all the comedy, that's it. You're just gonna say you're not gonna give any details of
Well, I was gonna, but then you started talking, so then I allowed you to talk.
Oh, all right.
Oh, are you gonna blow your nose? And this is the segment we always do.
What?
Where Rich blows his nose.
I away from the
Mm-hmm. Oh, hmm.
All right.
I'm going to have to leave as soon as the housekeepers get here, by the way.
How do you know they'll be here?
Because they send a text like, on their way, and then it's about 40 minutes from that text.
I got to take a shower.
Yeah. You're sitting a little...
A little what?
Were you tired or something?
I'm not tired. Like I'm always tired, but I'm not tired.
Open yourself and your heart.
Just go ahead. What you were saying about...
Oh, so who do we have as judges? We had Dulce Sloan from the Daily Show.
Yes.
Marilyn Ryscub from 24. She's got a book out coming out called Famish. And
Logan something.
Oh, Logan Gunzelman, who we never met her before, but she was hilarious.
Very
so funny. She's an LA comic. And Emma Willman, who I love. I think she's so funny. I love her Instagram. She always posts clips of her doing crowd work. And Colton, who I don't know his last name.
He's a comic and part owner of the Creek.
Owner of the Creek and the Cave. And he was also really funny. Everyone was really on their game. Very funny. So those were the judges. And then the comics would come up and do, you know, 10-ish minutes. And then afterwards, the female judges would say if they would bang them or not.
Who
you know, with a little funny, you know, sort of editorializing on their set. And... So who do we have up first?
Sean Patton. Very funny. Very funny.
And then, I don't remember everybody. Shit.
Sean Patton. Matthew.
Broussard.
Who else? Whoa.
Jamar Neighbors.
From Roast Battle, The Wave.
He's
So he was...
And Eddie Pepitone, but there was somebody else. We're missing somebody. Oh, Ian Laura.
Oh yeah, Ian Laura.
Okay, so
we only had five comics.
Yeah, yeah, and Ian Laura was up there for over 20 minutes because he did his set, and then they really just went through it with him. You know, whether they would bang him or not, it was like Dolce was very cutting, I guess.
Uh huh.
Remember, and then Colton said he was like a backpack. It was small, and then he goes, "My sweatshirt's a medium." They were making fun of his sweatshirt, and I looked on the back, and it was a small.
Was it really small?
No, but I thought it said small. I wasn't trying to be an asshole, but then later he showed me that it was a medium. But the audience went crazy. It was very, very fun. It was, well, and then Jamar Neighbors did an actual
striptease.
Yes, where he had like he'd take somebody and put them on a chair in the. And you know, grind on them and stuff. And
you're like an old lady and grind.
I mean, I don't know. What do you want me to say?
And when we walk out, you know, we open the show. And I said before the show, I go to Bonnie, let me talk a little. She gets started. I swear to God, if I get a word in edgewise, it's like, it's unbelievable. And she's doing great. Don't get me wrong. She's very funny. But just.
But can I told you why.
I said before the show.
I know, but then I couldn't stop it. And it was going good, so I just had to keep going because I said to you, you can just go from 0 to 100. You know, it's harder for me. So if I'm doing well, you should just let me do well.
Yeah, but it's the opening. They got to know that there's two hosts.
They did. You were being funny. You said the first thing, yes, about how you make me leave with a CD after we have sex.
Oh. The audience in the beginning doesn't like me because you're mean towards me. And I got him by the end of the
show.
That's
not true.
Oh, really? You can't even say true without singing it.
True. That's not true.
Anyhow, the show was a complete success. We were supposed to, I don't know how much time we were supposed to do.
We came in on time. No, we were just like 10 minutes over or something, I swear to God, because they came up to me and they were like, this has to be finished at 7:30. We started at 6, and I was like, oh God, we're not going to make it. But then...
No, they said, let it go, because it was so good.
They never said it to me.
Well, that's what I heard. They were like...
They said it to themselves. I was still trying to bring it in on time.
They said it to Chris. Wow. Just let it go, because it was... The best show at South by Southwest. Everybody was talking about it.
Were they?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Because I left. So then the next, I left that night or whatever.
No, you left the next morning.
4:30 a.m. So you can say that's morning or night.
The key a.m., but go ahead. Yeah, I mean, it was.
No, I mean, you still think of it as, you don't go like, oh, I'm going to a party this morning. Do you?
You don't go to a party at 4:30 a.m.
Yeah. Okay, but if you're using AM, you could go to a party at 1 AM.
Yeah, if you're invited.
I'm going to go home this morning. You don't say that.
I'm going home.
You still could consider it a night.
No, if you were at the show, at the club, they go, when you're leaving, you'll go tomorrow morning. You wouldn't go
tonight.
No,
I wouldn't. I'd say this morning then.
Yeah, this morning. Which still the word morning is in it, right?
Well, I'm just saying, I think you can use night or morning in those situations.
You wouldn't say tonight. You wouldn't go tonight.
Yes, people kept asking, when are you leaving? I would go tonight.
No, you wouldn't.
I said it many times.
What time was your flight? See, you're lying.
4:30 a.m.
No, it wasn't 4:30.
I mean, 7 a.m., but I had to leave at 4:30 a.m.
Yeah, so you would go, I'm leaving tomorrow morning.
I actually left at 5:15. I thought, I kept thinking I had to leave at 4:30, but it's a little early.
And... So, I stayed two more days. I did, what did I do?
So, were people talking about the show?
Nonstop.
No, come on.
Yes, it was the show of shows. You kidding me?
Who was talking about it?
Everybody.
Like what? Comics were like, oh, we heard about the show?
Yeah, they go, I heard it was great. I wish I was there. Some were there going, it was unbelievable. You know, it just was, we've done Would You Bang 'Em. We've done it at Moon Tower. I don't know if we did it in Montreal. We've done it at the Village Underground. We've done it at a lot of... Oh, we did it at Skankfest.
It's a festival favorite.
Yeah, and this was the best one out of all the ones we've done, I think. This was pretty close to the...
Right.
I can't think of one that was... I mean, they're all good. They're all great. But this was at a whole nother level of funny. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it just, it worked out. We filmed it. I don't know what they'll do with it, if they'll put it online, if they'll try to sell it to a network, if it'll go on the new streaming platform, Switch.
No, it's Wits.
Oh, Wits, sorry.
W-I-T-Z.
It's coming out in April. So, it was a big success. Then the next night, I did Kill Tony at the Vulcan, I don't know what it's called, some club, the Vulcan.
You went and played golf with him?
We played golf.
Is he a good golfer?
He's all right for some. I play like shit. I mean, I played so bad. The course was a monster.
What's his name?
Tony Hinchcliffe.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know if you knew it.
Tony Hinchcliffe, yeah. So I played golf with him. He got us on some course. He is friends with somebody who's a member. It was an amazing course. And he has a good swing. I was all over the place. I shot like 94, 95, you know, where if I played the course again, I mean, I didn't know the course. Like, I hit one drive right down the middle, you know, probably 270 yards, and there was a creek down there. I didn't know that. No one told me.
It went right into the drink?
Yep, right into the drink, into the creek.
Why did you look like that?
Because you think you're so cool because you know one term, into the drink. Where did you hear
that first
from?
Of all, that's for, like, if you're fishing or anything. That's not golf.
Yeah.
No, into anyhow, the drink.
I didn't know the course, but the course was beautiful. It was a Fazio course. I forget the name of it. So we played golf. Then I did Kill Tony. I just slaughtered on it. I hope they don't edit. I don't know how he does his final, you know, before he puts it up. I don't know if they edit or...
Why? Why don't...
Well, I don't know how...
You're worried that they're going to edit out all your funny lines?
I was too funny. Sometimes you're too funny.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know the format. I mean, the format is comics come out, comics, and do a minute, and he interviews them, and we interject.
Oh, we're supposed to... Remember, a long time ago, we used to... New comics would send us their tapes.
Uh-huh.
And then they would,
ask us to review it.
Yes, and we would be really super mean. One guy sent us and we reviewed it, and then he sent me another one recently and wanted us to review it again, and I was thinking that'd be kind of funny.
Maybe we will.
But I don't remember it now. I've lost it. It's in my Instagram somewhere in the depths of my DMs. I don't know where it is. If he's listening, send it to me again.
Well, I mean, he's been doing Kill Tony for like 9 years, I think he said. And the place was packed. It was fun. He's the host. I guess Red Band does the producing or, you know, the computer work.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy on the show was from The Wave, too. I forget his name. He was funny. It was great. It was great. I don't know when it goes up. So I did that. Then I hosted a show at... what's that place? Something Follies, where we did...
Esther's Follies.
I hosted a show by the Stand, but there were so many comics on it. You were on it.
Oh, that was the night before.
No.
Yes. Yes, because I'd already left the day went.
Oh, that was after... That was
That was the show that was after our show. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know what I did. I did Kill Tony. Then I judged Roast Battle. And I was just so out of it for roast. I'm done with the roast battle.
I know. I was bored doing roast battle too, because it's like they just use this formula that's just like now it feels like. You're just watching people like trash each other using a certain formula. It's not that interesting.
And like a good roast is clever. There's not a lot of clever lines. There's some clever lines.
I mean, it's clever in the sense of like you know, this kind of joke construction where it's like, you know, you look like the pedophile and the guy he's molesting, you know, the same,
clever.
You know, not whatever, clever. But I'm just saying like it's like that, but like you know.
Well, one guy came out. He had a prop. You know, he was roast battling, I guess, a guy that was Indian and Arab. So the guy came out with a cricket bat with a dynamite, a bomb taped to the end of it. Like, he ordered it. So it didn't go well,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion. I don't think any of them went well. But they're in a position. So the judges were me, DeRosa. I think the girl's name is Blair. I really liked this girl. She was friends with Rosebud.
Didn't you? Oh, yeah, yeah, Blair. With blonde hair. Soki or something like that.
Yeah, I liked her. That's my new pal.
Mm-hmm.
One, she laughs at a lot of things I said, so I like people that laugh at what I said.
Mm-hmm.
She was a judge, Mike Lawrence, me and DeRosa. I think Mike Lawrence lives for roast battle. He's good at it. You know, he's good. He came after me a couple times. I laid low. I didn't attack him.
I don't like when the judges come after other judges. Yeah, it's like, well, you're not getting paid. You're not getting anything out of this. It's like, leave me out of it.
Yeah, I know.
So I told him that one time. I was like,
I know. I went,
dude, stop.
Like, what the fuck you doing? You
know? I'm not here to, like, you know, keep my brain razor sharp with, like,
yeah,
you know, comebacks for you. It's like,
yeah, it's you know, whatever. He's not a bad guy. He's not a bad guy. And, you know, he does well at it. So I guess when you do well at something, you try to
keep doing it and doing it.
And, you know, it's hard to draw a line when you're good at something.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess me and DeRosa and him and Blair, you know, the one guy with the prop. I mean, we're judges. Our job is to fucking smash you and be funny. We're not there. This isn't to give you hope in your career. It's roast battle. We're supposed to be funny. And so we did what trashed a guy. I don't know. You know, whatever. Not mean, just funny.
Mm-hmm.
Then after the show, first of all, DeRosa goes up to him and says, oh, good job. And the guy's like, well, why didn't you say that when I was up there? Da, da, da. You know, being negative. And Joe's like, what? What the fuck? All right, you stunk then. You know, mm-hmm. he got in Joe's face. And then he got in Mike Lawrence's face. He didn't say nothing to me. I don't know why. I mean, because I'm Rich Voss, I guess. But, you know, they say stuff like, it's so funny. They're almost, I don't know if they're working comics or if they're new comics, but their comebacks are like after our careers. And everyone of the judges has a great career. That's why we're judges.
Mm-hmm.
They're not asking new comics to be judges. They're asking us because we are good at what we do and we have, you know, we're known. So, you know, their comebacks are, you guys, your careers are, you know, shut up, it's stupid. But anyhow, I'm kind of done with, I don't know, it seems like roast battle's been going too long. Let it die. I guess it's a festival favorite, I don't know.
Right.
I mean, I like the host. Brian Moses is great. He's a great host at it.
Mm-hmm.
He really is. And he should be on TV hosting something because he's likable. He's funny. He's likable.
Oh, my God. What's happening over there?
Nothing.
The liquids are just dripping out of your mouth?
Well, at least they're coming out of something.
You know what's so weird? I was thinking the other day, like, you've never cried, right? I've never seen you cry.
I cry all the time.
I've never seen you cry, but like, it's like the liquids in your head have to come out somewhere. So they have to come out of your mouth. Why do you let tears come out? That's where you're crying through your mouth. That's what's happening.
Okay. Is that your theory?
Why are you staring at yourself?
I'm not.
What are you doing then? You never look at me. You never look away.
We're doing a podcast. I'm not sitting here doing an interview. God. I'm looking at the people.
The people are not in there. They're in there.
So,
you want to look at them? Go look at him. Tell him how you feel about him.
He's a great host. And if they ask me to judge again, I'll do it because I'm good at it. But I was so tired because I did 2 hours of Kill Tony. And you're not, you know, you're trying to be funny a little bit.
Right,
negative.
Right. It's the same sort of skill set that you're using.
And then over an hour roast battle. I can't be that mean for that long.
Yeah, right.
You know, it just gets tiring.
Right.
So and after our show, that was a different night. So our show, and then I hosted a show.
We haven't even done half an hour yet. I'm so bored of listening to you.
I'm talking about
your fucking hours of Kill Tony and roast battle. It's like, what more can I do?
There's nothing like kicking back, tearing open a bag of M&Ms, and hanging with a friend. Now that's a good time. Whether you're at the movies, on a beach, or stuck in traffic, there are so many kinds of M&Ms to enjoy. Milk chocolate, peanut butter, minis, and many more. It's the iconic candy that's all about bringing people together to bond over colorful bite-sized chocolate candies, delicious flavors, and something else we all have in common. Fun. M&Ms. For all fun kind.
So...
any complaints about me lately?
And then last night.
Don't you want to talk about what you mad about me? Mad at me about?
Why am I mad at you?
I don't know. You're always a little mad at me. Last night you were super mad at me.
I wasn't mad at you. I was a little cranky. Traveling all day. And then, you know, you get home, you're trying to get your life back together, and I got to leave Friday. I said 5 times yesterday I got to go to Harrisburg Friday. Not one time did you respond.
You're always going somewhere. Am I supposed to, oh my goodness, you're leaving? Oh, are you leaving?
No, maybe not in that voice.
I mean, I don't know, Harrisburg, wow, what a wonderful, exciting, exotic trip you're going on.
I'm saying this so you have to know that I won't be
wrong. I know you're leaving on Friday for Harrisburg. You told me 5 times.
And you never once said, oh, wow.
Wow to Harrisburg?
No, not wow, like it's good, like acknowledge that I won't be home.
Oh, okay, but you're never home Friday and Saturday, so would it, like...
I'm home next week.
Okay, well that, wow. Wow.
And then the week after, I go to Rhode Island. A lot of stuff, a lot of work.
See, I say nothing when you leave. If you're home, I go, oh, wow.
Is that your joke? I don't get it.
I'm saying it's rarer for you to be here.
No, it isn't. I just, on weekends, I have a lot of weekend stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Since we've met, you've been going away almost every weekend. Fair? True?
No. I mean, I'll go and do a lot of gigs that I can drive home on Saturday.
What are you talking about now? What are you arguing? What is the point you're trying to make?
I'm not making any point.
That you don't leave, yet you drive? What the fuck does that mean?
What are you talking about?
I said, do you leave almost every weekend? No. No, if I drive, what are you talking about?
I don't go far or get on a
Who
plane.
Gives a shit? That's not what I'm talking about. Do you leave, stay overnight almost every weekend somewhere besides your home?
No, I do a lot of local
okay,
stuff.
Okay, go fuck yourself.
I say it's
go fuck your mother right now because that's
She's
your...
She's dead.
Yeah, well, finally you can get close to her.
Oh, that's gross. You're gross.
But why? I don't get it. If I said you never go on the road, okay, watch this. You never leave. You never go anywhere.
Sometimes I do.
No, you were you gone last weekend?
No, I stayed home.
You left on Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay, but I was gone.
Yeah, so you were gone.
How about the weekend before?
You're almost a mental crazy person to your eyes.
Yes, because I live with you. You're insane. You're like, it's so bizarre that you'd be like, no, I don't go away. You go away almost every weekend.
I work a lot.
Okay. So then I don't understand this argument.
It's half and half. Some is local, some is on the road. That's what I try.
But does it matter? You're working every weekend. So when you say to me you're going to Harrisburg, yeah.
Acknowledge.
That checks.
What was that, the weekend before?
No, I don't care anymore. I'm done.
I'll look it up. I don't.
I'm done this argument because it's like
it's not an argument.
It's it. Yes, it is. It's just you wanting to win something.
I'm not trying to win anything.
And it makes no sense.
Oh, I wish.
I this is what I realized the other day. I think
you were gone that weekend. Where were you?
I went to LA.
Yeah, I was local.
I think.
What?
You love being wrong.
Oh my!
I think
God.
That's your thing. That's why you keep. You're wrong.
Wait, this is your second theory. We had the crying theory first.
Yeah.
Oh, why don't we do a segment? Theories by Bonnie.
Okay, all right. Well, you know.
Let's hear your theory now about being wrong. Welcome to Theories by Bonnie. Bonnie, what's your theory today?
My theory is that my husband loves being wrong because he's wrong. He's wrong so often. That it has to be, he's getting something out of it.
Often or often?
I say often.
Maybe you're wrong now. It's often.
I don't give a shit.
Often? And no one, I don't think that's a word.
How do you spell it?
How do you spell the way you say it, or how is it spelled?
No, no one says, how do you spell it the way you say it? No, how do you spell it? There's a.
O-F-F-E-N,
often. That can't be.
What?
Is that real?
I don't
know. Is that real?
We'll look up the spelling. Often.
You think it's O-F-F-E-N?
O-F-F-E-N. D. Often. Whatever. We're not here to have
what?
A spelling contest.
Oh my God. Do you want to know how to spell often?
Yeah, go ahead, you spell it.
O-F-T-E-N.
Whatever. It's just a dumb thing.
Okay, but see, he loves being wrong. He loves being wrong because he knows this. Thank you for proving my theory right in real time. Because you know that you can't spell, that I'm the better speller, and yet you still...
Oh, yeah, who used to win Scrabble most of the time? Mm-hmm. She gets so mad when I beat her.
That is not true because I used to win and you would stop not play with me anymore.
Oh my God, that's such a lie. I would
win. Oh my God.
I would win and she gets so mad.
No, not true. I'll play you right now. I'll fucking kick your ass. I'm so good at Scrabble.
Man, I play it all the time on my phone.
Okay.
Who does better at what?
Are you playing master or hard?
I play the hardest of everything.
No, you don't. You don't play the hardest in Scrabble.
Are you kidding me? Look right here. Where's Scrabble? Scrabble. Go back. Here, let's start. Okay. Create new game. Single player. New game. Single player. Where is it? Advanced.
Okay, go. There's a higher one than advanced.
No, there isn't. Advanced is the biggest.
Expert is the biggest.
Oh, I play advanced. Well, I don't want to. It's not ego with me. I'm going to go to expert now. When I play Sudoku, I play the hardest. Look.
It's right okay. Here. It's all right.
Look. Hold on. Sudoku. Where are we at? Continue game. Where am I?
I don't even know how to play that.
Expert, see? Expert. Mm-hmm. I only play expert. And if I make a mistake, I erase the game.
If I make mistake, like, you're actually sounding like English is your second language.
So then the next night, I did one show at...
What? You're back to the fucking... We're done with South by Southwest.
No, I didn't
Who
finish.
Gives a shit? I thought we were doing... Bonnie's theories.
Yeah, well, we did it.
And that you love being wrong, and then you proved me right.
That's like a song.
What? Look at you in there. Come on.
Where's the...
You're like this.
Where's the cleaning people?
I don't know. They haven't showed up yet. It's weird.
Oh. Well, anyhow, then I did one last show at the Creek in the Cave on... What's today? Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday night. Killed. Two ladies, of course, in the front row weren't smiling. I go, what's your problem? fucking enough of your dumb.
What do you care?
I just, because I only brought it
not
up.
Not everyone's going to like everybody.
Yeah, I was having a great set.
Yeah, so they might not have gotten it. They just might not have been getting it.
By the end, they were laughing. I always win.
Except when you're wrong.
No, because if I'm wrong.
Oh, when you're wrong, you win because you want to be wrong.
No,
because
I'm learning.
No, you're not learning. You don't. No, you don't learn. That's crazy. You never learn. You have no learning curve. In fact, if I asked you to spell often right now, how would you spell it? OFFEND. Offend. That's how you spelt it.
No, that's two different words.
Correct.
All right. I'm going to start a diet. My upper body's fucking muscular, but I got to lose 10 pounds. How do people lose fucking 150 pounds, but I can't lose 10?
You got to be, you know, hundreds of pounds overweight. Then it's easier. Why do you gain 100 pounds? Then it'll be easier to lose.
I'm yawning too. We're both yawning.
That's a good theory. Does that go on my theories thing?
You know, they say the last 10 pounds are the hardest to lose.
Yeah.
What if you're only trying to lose 8?
I mean, I don't even get that as a joke, but okay.
Get it?
No. No. What are you going to do today?
I'm going to take my winter clothes downstairs and bring up spring and summer. Then I'm going to go to the storage unit and see if it's all. We haven't been there in months, even since the flood. Hopefully it didn't get flooded and all fucking moldy. Because I don't know. We got to just empty out that storage unit. See what we need. See what we need to throw out. And figure out where we're going to throw it out. You know, maybe a little at a time and take it to a dumpster. I don't know. But I'm paying $80 a month for stuff we don't even, you know, you have a storage unit, you go, oh, let me go to the storage unit. But everything we have in there, we don't need. So there's no reason to have it.
Yeah, because just throw it out, but you won't let go of things.
I just said we'll throw out what we don't need. I don't know where we'll throw it out, though.
Into a dumpster.
What dumpster? You can't just go up to dumpsters and throw your stuff out, you know.
My glasses are so dirty. I can hardly see.
Anyhow, so there you have it.
There you have it? What? Do people... for those of you who are waiting for him to discuss the storage unit and what he's going to do with stuff, there you have it.
Yeah.
Why would you say that after that?
Well, because...
There you have it.
I got it to the...
Folks, a lot of people tuning in today to find out if I have a storage locker. Yes, I do. And what am I going to do with the stuff in the storage locker? I don't know. There you have it.
you got to throw it out, but I don't know where to throw it out.
I know, but why'd you say there you have it?
That's all I got on the subject.
But why'd you bring it up? Oh, because I asked you what you were doing today.
You asked me what I was going to do. And I said, I'm going to go to the storage unit.
There's something like completely wrong with you.
No, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm just fucking, you know, trying to carry another podcast.
Okay, keep going.
So I'm going to bring my clothes. I got.
You going to work out today?
Of course. Of course. I worked out yesterday. I try to work out 5-6 days a week. My upper body.
Consistency, that's the thing. That's the key.
I have a great upper body, but I still have to lose 10 pounds.
Like upper, you mean like from here up?
The chest, upper body. You know, upper body? Look.
Well, I think of upper body as like.
Hit my chest. Hardest. No, feel it.
You said hit it.
Ow, I hurt my back doing that. Hard as a rock. But then you gain weight when you get older in your stomach. Ugh. And it, you know, I see guys in the gym that have, like me, upper bodies, but, you know, I could lose 10 pounds. That's it. 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, let me see if I have a...
What?
I have a picture of when I was fucking...
No, hurt. You don't need to show... What's going on with you here?
Nothing's going on with
me. You're going to show... Oh, here's a picture of me in a bikini. Should I do that?
Do you have one?
No.
Oh. Yeah. Hold on. What do you got to say?
Nothing. I don't know why you're doing this.
Did you talk about... Oh, yeah. You talked about that.
What?
Also, I did a little preview for season 3 of Landscaping with Rich. Big, big hit. Everybody's looking forward to it. I just don't know what I'm going to do this year on our property because I've been doing so much.
Well, you could do some of the stuff that, like, the shed is literally sinking into the earth.
No, the shed isn't. The outside of it, it does. Our backyard collects so much property.
Okay.
I mean, so much water.
Right, so you have to fix that.
How am I going to fix the whole backyard with the water? I don't know how to.
Well, that's a, you know, Landscape with Rich. Google it. Search it up. Figure it out. Then another one is the trees out front are all dead. So you have to replant those with something that
I know that.
The deers aren't going to eat. So there's that. Yes. Then we have to redo the deck, right?
Restain it. Just the deck, not the railings. The railings look good. And the deck doesn't even look bad. I power washed a lot of it. I'm going to do it again when it gets warmer. I'll power wash.
And then a lot of those,
what?
Bird houses are broken, yes, and the wind wrecked a lot of stuff. So you got work out there.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I do have a.
You don't need to show a picture of yourself.
No, I'm looking for you.
No, I don't. I know what you look like. I know what you look like. I know what you've always looked like. Okay. Stop. Well,
I need
stop.
No.
What's with all those like screenshots
of people that either said something negative or if I need it as proof for whatever, maybe bills or taxes or
what the
I
hell?
Don't know. I if
okay,
I have
come
a
on.
If I have you a were, screenshot then there's
you don't
look
need
at
to
this. A picture of me and Louie Anderson.
Aww.
Four of them. Look at that.
Boy, you could have.
I could have what?
Nothing.
You're going to say something negative?
No.
About my dead friend?
No.
He was so nice to us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last time we saw him was in Montreal in the hallway. He was sitting down,
mm-hmm,
and we were leaving. And he's just so nice. He was so nice.
Yeah.
Same with Saget. Everybody, all these people that were like so, so nice.
Oh, it's I just heard them.
Oh, okay. Go answer the door. Bonnie's going to. Should I wrap this up or?
Wrap it up.
All right. I hold on. I was looking for a picture of when I was ripped. I mean, my upper body is fucking amazing. You know, I can't find the picture. It doesn't matter. Anyhow, let's, you know what? Let me go over some of my dates. Let's take a look. Oh, wrong one. I went to calendar. Okay, so. This weekend, I'm in Harrisburg, the Comedy Zone. And then April 1st and 2nd, I'm in Fort Myers at the Comedy Cafe. The 8th and 9th of April, Magoobies. 8th and 9th in Baltimore or whatever. Then 15th and 16th, Niagara Falls with Bobby Kelly. April 22nd, 23rd, Rhode Island, the Comedy Connection. And April 28th, 29th, and 30th, Edmonton. I don't know the name of the club. So, go to richfoss.com for all my dates. And that's all we got. Thank you for fucking listening. Oh, I'm exhausted. That's what sucks about going on the road. You come home and then going on the road is great because you don't have all the fucking headaches and all the shit you got to deal with at home. You go on the road, you work, you're tired from traveling, then you come home and it just starts all over. Anyhow, there you have it. I'm fucking done. Thank you for listening. Come see me in Harrisburg. Come see me at all the places I'm working. Go see Bonnie. Support comedy. That's you're back?
Well, what?
I'm trying to say goodbye. Do you have anything you want to plug or anything?
No.
Aren't you working in Chicago?
Oh, Chicago, the 8th and the 9th at two different places, but
the 8th and 9th of what?
April. And then I'm also in the 24th of March. I'm somewhere. Hang on one second. I'll find out.
Oh shit, April 8th and 9th.
Wilmington Brew Works.
You know, the ninth, I'm out of town too. What are we going to do with Raina?
I told you so long ago, and you said I'm not working that weekend.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. Well, that's why I booked it.
Maybe then.
And I flew. I already booked my flight.
Well, I don't know. She can come with me.
Where are you going?
Maryland, McGoobies.
Oh, that's fun. She likes that. That's got a good green room. All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right.
We appreciate you.
Do you appreciate them? Is that what you really do?
I do, because, you know.
Is there any funny clips you think from this? Name one.
When you were spelling often.
It just makes me
look at those rings. I mean, I just can't get over it. It's so wild.
A lot of compliments.
Well, people compliment you. I see people compliment you. They go, whoa, those rings. Nice. You know, it's like if somebody had like a bunch of like piercings in their face. You have to notice it. So you're like, oh, I like your piercings. But really, you're like, ay, ay, ay.
People go, ay, ay,
ay. Ay, ay, ay.
They still do that?
Ay, ay, ay. Okay.
Did you eat your toast and avocado that you didn't make me?
I thought you already made one because the avocado was
I didn't eat anything. I'm going to go to the store and get a bagel and then come back.
All right.
I'll eat, then take a shower when I get back.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Maybe I'll go take a look now.
Wilmington Brew Works. I don't even know what state that is. Delaware?
You're so stupid.
Where is it? Wilmington, Delaware?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was right. Why is that so stupid if I was right?
Well, there's also Wilmington, North Carolina.
Oh, let me name some Canadian cities and see if you know the provinces.
Name one.
Okay, I'll do it.
Oh, you don't even know cities.
Regina.
Between your legs.
Regina.
Regina, Alberta.
It's not. It's Saskatchewan.
Same thing.
You're so stupid.
Your comeback.
Well, that's what you said to me.
But you're working there. I'm not working in Regina.
Not anymore. Not for a few.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. You're working there. I'm not.
Okay. Come on. Let's end it.
I'm done. I'm really done. I'm done with everything. What do you say to that?
Okay. Ciao.
Peace out. We're done. Bye.
My Wife Hates Me was created and hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com.
Suicide pact, he's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Lee Jeans.
Your style, your rhythm, let's hear it.
Be bold.
Transcend.
Stand up for your vision.
Trust your fit.
Own it.
Like your favorite denim, creators are made.
All of your life. Your love.
The sweat and the sweat stitched together.
All leading to the moment of expression.
Expression. Expression. Calling icons.
And iconoclasts. Can you feel it like a pulse?
History propels you.
What's possible?
All of it. Your fit, your jeans, the authentic you. Lee.com. Lee Jeans.
Your style, your rhythm, let's hear it.
Be bold.
Transcend.
Stand up for your vision.
Trust your fit.
Own it.
Like your favorite denim, creators are made.
All of your life. Your love.
The sweat and the sweat stitched together.
All leading to the moment of expression.
Expression. Expression. Calling icons.
And iconoclasts. Can you feel it like a pulse?
History propels you.
What's possible?
All of it. Your fit, your jeans, the authentic you. Lee.com.
Lee Jeans.
Your style, your rhythm, let's hear it.
Be bold.
Transcend.
Stand up for your vision.
Trust your fit.
Own it.
Like your favorite denim, creators are made.
All of your life.
Your love.
The sweat and the sweat stitched together.
All leading to the moment of expression.
Expression.
Expression. Calling icons.
And iconoclasts.
Can you feel it like a pulse?
History propels you.
What's possible?
All of it. Your fit, your jeans, the authentic you. Lee.com.